Well, some people in football, and the football media in particular, seem to have a hard time uttering the phrase, I was wrong. I don't want to be one of them. So here's my mea culpa on the matter of the Western Bulldogs. People, I was wrong, and I've never been happier to be wrong. If you didn't think what Luke Beveridge's side had already achieved this season had some real substance to it, yesterday's gritty four-point win over Sydney in the wet at the SCG had to be a landmark occasion. There's plenty of reasons you have to take the Doggies seriously. There's a more adventurous air to go with the harder fundamentals which had already been instilled in this team. The Dogs now have a much better balance of attack and defence. There's a bigger presence the likes of Michael Talia and Tom Boyd have given them both back and forward. There's the sublime Marcus Bontempelli, the improvement of the likes of another great story in Lin Jong. But most importantly, there's a ladder which reads 4-1 on the win-loss ledger and a draw over the next 2 months, which suggests that may read a lot more impressively a couple of months down the track. Over the next 9 rounds, the Bulldogs play St Kilda twice, Melbourne, GWS, Brisbane, Carlton and Gold Coast. On current form, they'll be short odds to win all of them, which would mean, brace yourselves, even with losses to stronger sides, a record of 12-3 after 15 games. Now, that is as good as a guaranteed berth in September, and more embarrassment for the likes of yours truly. But who cares, Andy? The Bulldogs are great to watch. They're clearly footy's flavour of the month, and a couple of months from now, there's every chance they'll be a certain finalist too.